A Humboldt County judge is weighing whether to force the return of a Cal Poly Humboldt student's phone, computer, and other devices seized by campus police back in March, which are still being held by the DA's office 5 months later. The hearing was attended by the defendant, Richard Toledo, and his civil rights and defense counsel, while a small group of supporters observed the relatively unusual hearing from the gallery. The Honorable Judge Stephen Steward noted at the outset of the hearing that this type of motion was a first for him. Following the hearing, we spoke with attorney Matthew Kellegrew of the Civil Liberties Defense Center, who's representing student activist Rick Toledo. Kellegrew explained the court proceedings and how we arrived here.
A few things happened. There was a protest, there was an arrest, Rick Toledo was charged with a crime, right? We know that, but before the charges ever came down, there was an investigation. First, Rick was arrested, then Rick was searched. Two separate incidents, all right, not happening on the same day. They're like a month apart. So the first warrant authorizing arrest, that's a Ramey warrant. We challenged that, and we challenged that on a legal basis, that it was improperly executed. It should have been done during the daytime hours. It was done in the middle of the night in his home. Okay, we took the position that's an illegal arrest for misdemeanor charges. The second warrant was a search warrant. That search warrant basically alleged that Mr. Toledo was engaged in the crime of conspiracy, and that evidence of that conspiracy would be found on his gaming laptop and his PCs and his hard drives and his phones. They took every piece of technology he owned. Okay? They had it. They had it for maybe 2 months. They charged him. Did not charge him with conspiracy. Did not charge him with a felony at all. Charged him with misdemeanor crimes. Okay? Misdemeanor crimes that have no relationship with his technology, with any of his possessions, his computers, his phones, and stuff like that.
Right.
So we filed a motion that said, challenge the illegality of the arrest for the reasons I mentioned. Challenge the search warrant for constitutional reasons, as well as for being overbroad, constitutionally overbroad. So there are many different. Each one of those is a reason to deny, to grant our request and shut down the warrant.
So why were the devices taken in the first place? Kellegrew says the whole case traces back to a single phone call.
In this case, no one called 911. The individual who is the alleged victim of this case called the police non-emergency line.
Right.
He got routed through to the officer who you see testify, and that officer didn't go out to visit him at the scene. She called him on the phone, and she had a phone conversation with him where she said, "What happened?" And he described what happened. And then the police officer said, "Would you like to prosecute?" And he said, "Yes," and she hung up the phone. End of investigation. No one ever went to the scene. No one ever interviewed a witness. No one looked for any evidence. They didn't look at any surveillance camera. It's like all the cop stuff. They didn't do any cop stuff. So based off of this individual phone call, we don't even know how long it lasted, but based on the amount of information in it, it could not have been long, right?
Yeah.
That based off a short phone call with a police officer, that officer just decided, well, there must be a vast criminal conspiracy at play here. And so she went out and got a warrant for it. And we took the position that's not reasonable. It's not constitutional. It's not reasonable.
No one else has ever been charged in connection with that alleged conspiracy, and Toledo believes that's telling. Reacting to the proceedings, Rick Toledo told us he looked forward to the ruling being issued on the 31st.
Yeah, there's been no further arrest, and better yet, during this hearing, the judge asked the prosecution if they had any intention of actually using my technology for anything related to the case, and they simply answered no. So at this point, they're holding things that they stole from me under false pretenses and refusing to give them back while they admit that they have no use for them.
The Humboldt County DA's office argues that the search and arrest were both lawful and that the technology and devices seized remain potentially relevant to the misdemeanor charges Toledo does face. Those include assault, battery, and false imprisonment related to the February protest. Judge Stephen Steward, the same judge who signed the original warrants, took the motion under submission with a ruling date set for August 31st. Kellegrew, for his part, says he's hoping the case gets stripped down to what it actually is.
it's tricky with these political cases like this, especially a protest case like this, mm-hmm. because there are genuine First Amendment issues. There are genuine constitutional issues. Beyond even the Constitution. Like, this is a microcosm of a larger dialogue about, like, how are we going to deal with each other across these incredibly difficult issues.
Yeah.
Right? Incredibly difficult issues. You know, so it makes a lot of sense why cases like this, and particularly when those issues are front and center, tend to take on that feel. But I would say it's not a monolith, that it's both and.
Yeah.
That it does have all, it contains multitudes, not just the serious constitutional stuff, but also the mundane and the everyday.
Right.
That, like, activist life is, like, actual life. And so that's kind of what I see the main defense goal here is really stripping out the overstatement, the fantasy, the hyperbole from, like, ordinary life. Because when we take this down a notch, when you turn the political temperature down, and you just look at ordinary life and what actually happened between people, this is not a serious felony, you know? And so it's like, that's kind of my hope, is that, hey, let's all come back to reality a bit. We can acknowledge the gravity of the issues that these represent, but what's actually going on in this case, we're not litigating the issue of Palestinian genocide.
Right.
You know, the Israel genocide in Palestine. That's not going to be before the jury.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Like, this is a case about misdemeanor offenses that happen in Humboldt County at the end of it. And it's kind of like, you know, getting us back to the place where we can actually kind of get out of the weird conspiracy world and deal with what is. My hope is that just getting there will be 90% of what we need to do.
To see the full interview with Matthew Kellegrew and Toledo's response, you can find those video interviews at Humboldt Freelance Reporting on YouTube. For KMUD News, this is Ryan Hudson.